Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Pure Wow gets our attention with Suits creator gets candid about working with Meghan Markle. Last week, the showrunner hosted a candid Q&A on Twitter, where he answered a series of questions that were submitted by fans. When one follower asked about the Duchess of Sussex, Korsh revealed that she was a pleasure to work with on Suits. Among other things, I loved Meghan's enthusiasm, both on the set and off. She's brightened the mood wherever she was. Korsh went on to share the thoughtful gesture that Markle did at the beginning and end of each season, adding, she would always write a note after reading the season opener and finale, and it always made my day. Korsh admitted that there's far more to Markle than meets the eye, he continued. Among many other things, that paints a picture. The Mirror shared Andrew Morton's thought on what he thinks Harry might include in one of Harry's upcoming books. I think Harry will focus on his relationship with his father and brother. Obviously, he will include his mother. One of the things that everybody has said about Harry is that he'll give a straight answer to a straight question, and that's what we can expect. I think given the fact that he's doing his tell-all book, I would have thought that's the final straw for the family. Royal commentator Neil Sean has claimed on his YouTube channel that Meghan and Harry are planning more fake royal tours. According to a very good source, Harry and Meghan are planning even more, shall we say, fake royal tours in 2022. Apparently, they are looking to tour Australia, Japan, and back to certain areas of the United States. It is possible that the tour could be in conjunction with the promotion of Harry's book. Prince Charles has suggested avenues of hedgerows and trees could be planted across the UK in memory of COVID victims. Charles said, over the past 2 years of this dreadful pandemic, I have felt that commemorating all those who have so tragically died through planting avenues in their memory in different parts of the country, whether in towns, cities, or the countryside, might be something worth considering. Oprah has updated her favorite things list on Amazon and shared the clever Super Latte Starter Kit, chai and golden super lattes with included frother. As for why Oprah chose the clever Super Latte Starter Kit, chai and golden super lattes with included frother, Oprah says, my neighbor Meghan, yes, that one, introduced me to this woman-led wellness brand. Not a day goes by without me sipping on the golden latte from this kit, which also comes with chai latte mix and a little frother. You can add the mixes to smoothies for a flavor boost too. Fortune reports that Meghan Markle is an investor in the brand Clever Blends. An amazing coincidence. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's absence from the royal family is more significant than ever. While the Queen is resting, according to a former royal butler, Paul Burrell, who spoke with Closer magazine. We've seen recently that the Queen's family have rallied around her to support her and take on more. Kate and William have been thriving, and their work will be a huge support and relief to the Queen, and we've seen other members of the family step up to take on more engagements in recent weeks too. Harry and Meghan's absence from the firm is more significant than ever. Their betrayal of the royals is more noticeable now than ever. With everyone stepping up to support the Queen, Harry and Meghan would have been an incredible help, but they're not. They're in America. They should be here right now supporting his elderly grandmother. I find it unfathomable if the news of the Queen's hospital admission wouldn't have hit Harry and Meghan hard. It must have made them both realize what they've done, how far away they are, and the dilemma they are faced with. They are not only denying themselves time with her, but denying their children, Archie and Lilibet, time with their great-grandmother. NDTV was impressed that Camilla has stepped up. Joe Little, managing editor of Majesty magazine, said the visibility of Charles and Camilla will accelerate with the fullness of time. But a lot of people are now familiar with Camilla and are getting to know her. Royal historian Anna Whitelock told the Daily Express, her position is certainly involved and there's been a huge and very long process of rehabilitation since. She was described as this Rottweiler at the time of Diana. Andrea Little said, there are lots of Camilla supporters out there. The sense is she's coping with it very well. She's been a member of the royal family for 16 years, so she's had quite a bit of experience of high-profile things. She's become very proficient at it. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.